Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing today? For our morning connection live video feed, where are you guys at? Coming on the line. We're workout partners. We're showing up to push ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically in some cases, but that's what we want. My total killers, right? Going for what we really want in life. Welcome on Periscope. I'm simulcasting this on Periscope at Skip LaCour. So glad that you're here. Anthony, Kareem on Periscope. I see you guys over there. Thank you for the hearts. Thank you for sharing this with your feed too. I appreciate it. I'll do my best to motivate you, Rogue Kitten. How are you, sir? I'm doing awesome. Anthony, good to have you here on the Morning Connection live video chat. Again, I do this every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry's the first one to say hello on Facebook. Hello, Jim. Jim is always here for the workout partner. There's Trevor. Thank you so much for those kind words, Trevor. Again, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. You know, I'll tell you this. I see Anthony on Periscope. Anthony is a young guy. He's a leader. He leads his tribe. He's going to be a force. He's already a force in the fitness industry by stepping up. I'm on his newsletter. Hello, Colton. There's another young guy driving that. I have so much confidence by the quality of the questions that he emails me. We've talked on the phone. He's taken charge. He's bold. And I'll give you some instructions on how to contact me like Colton has. I did a podcast with Anthony. If you go to More Than Just Muscles, Skip LaCour, on iTunes, you can see the podcast that I did with Anthony. Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for being here. Now, this is mental toughness conditioning. What I mean by that is we're just two buddies. We're two bros going through life together. I may have a few more years on you, and because of those few years on chipping away, I may have found some distinctions that you haven't run into yet, and I want to share those with you. I also have the privilege to work one-on-one with men just like you, just like me, all different ages, all different goals, dreams, ambitions, all different levels of success in my one-on-one weekly coaching program. I get to take all this information. That's what motivates me. You know, I don't get up in the morning and I don't say, what am I going to talk about? I don't plan it out in advance. I like to go by flow, what I feel most in the moment, so I can present to you in the most passionate manner. Hello, Jay. Thank you so much. Jay talks about, he made a nice comment about, I'm always so positive every day. And I just want to tell you, that's what this is all about. It's MTC, mental toughness conditioning, which, you know, I really should expand to emotional toughness conditioning. This is just me practicing this, me getting in a state of mind, me stepping up, right, assessing, monitoring, but having a goal in mind and just checking it every single day. How can I not get better and better at what I do the more and more I put myself on the line? And that's what we're going to talk about in today's Morning Connection topic. You know, everything we do, we're not going to be great at it. We're not going to have the supreme confidence, right? But it's stepping up, and having that positive energy, knowing that I have to step up for you is something that I just work on to get better and better and better at. So here we are. This is a Morning Connection, a live video chat, about number 60. I haven't really counted, right, where I get up and I put myself under these conditions. I have certain standards that I want to meet for you, and getting better and better at it. So I appreciate the compliment. I just want to tell you, this type of positive energy, what you respect most out of me that you want for yourself, whatever that might be, is just setting those goals for yourself, being ambitious enough, being creative enough to think big of what you really want, setting up some standards, and then moving forward every single day, and then again, monitoring, assessing, evaluating if you're reaching those standards, and then gradually raise those standards higher and higher. Before you know it, you are so positive every single day, and we can take it with whatever it is you want to master most in life, whatever it is you want. It's just a day-by-day process. Chip, chip, chipping away. Keep on, keep on. Come back from setbacks. It's to celebrate your victories. Take note of your victories so you can continue doing them day after day after day. Right? And everything in between. Good morning, John. I appreciate you showing up today under whatever challenges that you have to say. He's just doing the discipline of checking every single day, but he's got to get back to work. I appreciate you doing this for yourself, managing, finding a way just to check in, just get some of this energy that we all share by showing up for this morning connection live video chat. It's all about the environment that we create for ourselves. We are not a victim of the people who were thrown in a room with while we work. Sometimes our family, right? It's not just the gym. We create the environment. There are creative ways to create an environment of people who raise us, who elevate us, who make us step up and use all of our talents and our resources and our abilities to the fullest that force us to expect more out of ourselves. That's the environment of people. That's this tribe that I am hopefully bringing together, and hopefully I want to elevate your group of people, the average of the group of people you spend most of your time with by you making the time like John did every single day. Hopefully I'm elevating that average and bringing that score up so you have the opportunity, you create the opportunity to hang around more positive people who get you to focus on what it is you really want in life and who you really are and what you are really all about. Now, yesterday I did a little bit experiment, and it's part of this fantasy, this dream, this vision I have for myself ever since I was a little boy, listening to talk radio every single day. That's, you know, a lot of the insight, a lot of the passion I have was created ever since I was really young as a teenager, listening to hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of talk radio and people's experiences, calling in from experts. And now here I am. I want to do whatever I can, whatever I've done well at, and also the things that I didn't do well and I found a way to improve. I want to share that with you. So adding another element to our morning connection every single day, I have given you the opportunity to call in. Right? So I've got a phone line here, and if you want to call in and join in on the conversation, you know, you don't necessarily have to ask me a question, although I would be more than happy to give you any insight, any perspective I have on the challenge that you're going through. You can be anonymous, right? The number, by the way, is 213-973-8790, and write that down, put that by your computer, log it in your phone, because that's the number. Whether you call in this particular Morning Connection live video chat or one next week or sometime in the future, when you feel more comfortable, you have more supreme confidence to join in on your new tribe, your new group of people who help you elevate your standards and your quality of life and everything that you expect from yourself. Write that down, 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. Maybe today is the day that you call in. And two things: any questions that you have for me, any way I can help you, please feel free to call me. Also, if you just want to give your feedback on this morning connection, what you like most, I'm taking all kinds of feedback as I try to elevate the product I deliver to you every single day with your insight, your feedback, or you just want to join in on the conversation. Maybe you want to say, hey, I know exactly what you're talking about. I went through that myself. However you want to add to the quality of this morning connection, that's the phone number that you call. You can take a call now. I can continue with my message, put you on hold for a little while, and you can join in, right? So I want you to be the type of person to be bold. I mentioned in yesterday's live video chat is I created so many opportunities calling into talk radio shows, podcast, taking that initiative that created relationships that have launched my life to the next level. And I know that's not a quality, I guess, that everybody has, but I just want to urge you, you don't know where this journey will take you. So be bold, take action, right? This is about you. This is about your life. Hello, John. How are you, sir? So great to have you here this morning. All right. So again, who's going to be making the call? Who's going to check in today, 213-973-8790, all right? This is the day for you, all right? Just do it for yourself. We're going to talk about supreme confidence, and that's and what it takes to build that today. So great to have you here. I tell you another thing that I love to do during this is I watch the Periscope feed as I'm evaluating, you know, my presentation, how I perform to, again, raise my standards, right? Elevate the quality of the product that I deliver to you every single day. And I look at the shares, the hearts on Periscope. I look at the comments down below, who's checking in, who's sharing this with their followers on Facebook, right? I really appreciate it. As I show up every single day, if you can help me expand my audience, so be nice, instead of doing this for a couple thousand people, how about double that, triple that? You know, that's what we're all working towards, right? To be more effective and efficient with our time, to spread the gifts that we believe that we have to share with the world, to put that effort in every single day and just expand the audience. So any shares that you can give me, any hearts, any of your comments, whatever it would take to get this on your followers' feeds. And wouldn't that be kind of cool that they see that this is the type of information you fill your mind with on social media, using it not only for entertainment, not only for a distraction from reality, but you're using it to actually take your life to the next level. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So today I want to talk about confidence, supreme confidence. Hello, Eamon. How are you, sir? You know, wouldn't it be just amazing if you had the confidence to attack all your dreams with a sense of urgency, not tomorrow, not someday, but right now. Just you are filled with that confidence that you could not fail. How would that feel if you just believed in every fiber of your body, every brain neuron, right? Every connection in your body, in your mind, your soul, your thoughts, everything was 100% congruent, and you believe that whatever it is you are going to attack in your life, whether it's a goal, whether it's to feel a certain way during, I don't know, a party, a gathering. Maybe you want to do something like this yourself, step up as a leader, and whether it's one-on-one or you make a video and you put that on social media, whatever it is, wouldn't it be great that before you even started, you have the supreme confidence that there is no way you could fail. No way you could fail. I mean, just think, if you had that feeling, what would you do with your life? How soon would you do it? Right? That would be amazing. You'd be unstoppable. You'd probably get up every single morning at 3 o'clock and you don't want to go to bed at night, because there's so many things that you would want to accomplish and do with your life and experience and the people you want, lives you want to touch and interact with. There wouldn't be enough time in the day, right? There would not be enough time in the day because you had so much confidence just to do so many things. Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, I want to tell you something is that a lot of times, and I get a lot of emails, a lot of you guys come to me, you ask questions after you go to my manformation.com website. And if you have not visited the manformation.com website, I highly recommend that. I'll post that on this feed, the link on this feed after today's live chat session. Manformation.com. I produced every video, I wrote every article, every free ebook download on that website from my personal experience, observing the most confident men in the world, you know, really noticing when I was the most confident, what I would do in addition, and then what I had to do in those situations, really the mindset when I didn't feel the most confident, what was that was like, and then what I had to do to overcome that. So I really put a lot of thought in it. It really added to my background in personal development and my curiosity to figure out why some people are so much more successful than others. I knew it wasn't just strategies. It wasn't who their parents were. It was a certain mindset. How'd they get that mindset? How can I get more of that mindset? And I've been on this all-out pursuit and passion, and you'll see a lot of that. When it comes to men, confidence, I know what you guys are like. I know what you guys want. I talk to you guys every single day in some way, shape, or form, right? And so you'll love the manformation.com website. All right, we got a call here. Let's see. All right, who's on the line? I heard you're from Munich. Tell me again your name, sir.
Aaron.
How are you, sir? Hey, I've been following you on social media. It's good to hear from you. All right, hey, Aaron, I'm going to get your comments, your feedback, or your question. Let me just finish this one thought, and I'll get right to you. Thank you so much for calling in, all right?
Sure thing.
Okay, hold on one second. All right, so, you know, it's what your expectations are about how you should feel, how much confidence you should have before you even move forward. And I think this is such a major distinction, is that feeling that you expect. That is so important. What do you expect to feel like before you actually get started, right? Do you expect to have supreme confidence, scale 1 to 10? Do you expect it to be a 10 before you actually get started, or a 7, 8, or 9, right? The truth of the matter is that may be the challenge right there, what you expect before you even get into the situation, right? Before you even get into the situation, the truth of the matter is if you've never experienced it before, how can you taste, touch, feel, know what to expect? And if you are really good at that, you somehow whip yourself up into a state of total certainty, of supreme confidence, and you have never done it before, that's just a great manipulation of your mind, because you really don't know what to expect. And there are some situations where you've done that before, and that's the same strategy that you need going forward. You know, when I started this, let's just say, this Morning Connection live video chat, I had no idea on how it would turn out, how my efforts, pay off, if they would pay off, but I just moved forward. And I don't know, scale from 1 to 10, I guess if I looked at my past experience, even though I've never gone this direction before, I don't know. I think that on a scale from 1 to 10, if you have a level 7, again, that's all relative to you and your situation, right? If you have a 7, that's a good level of confidence to go for, right? You should not expect to be a 10, 9, or even an 8, because you've never been into that. You know what helps you build confidence is by actually getting into it, and then you feel the situation, and then you make adjustments from there. I'll tell you, it's in the gym. Many of my tribe here, we love working out, right? Now, how many times have you said, I want to bench whatever, let's just throw out a number, 225, right? And it takes you so much confidence just to muster up the courage to even try that weight, right? You might get a spot or do whatever you can to set up that situation. Good morning, Alicia. Thank you for being here this morning, right? And so you finally get the courage, and then even if you were to fail, right, you feel it, and it doesn't work out for you, right? Now you have intelligence, you have insight. Wait a second, now I wasn't totally mentally prepared, or today wasn't a strong day, or maybe if the spotter did this, or maybe if I waited longer between sets, you would start looking for strategies to actually do it next time. But you have to gain that intelligence by actually getting into it. I'll tell you something, probably the people who you believe are the most confident in situations, right? The chances are great they've been working on that. Maybe you don't realize it. They've been in that situation many, many times. And just by testing it, that's how they've gained that confidence. You know, I work with a gentleman across the world and spent a lot of time on his education. And he's amazing at what he does in his career. And so he's working on confidence in just regular social situations, right? And he had the belief that all those other men in those situations, that they were just naturals, and he wasn't a natural. And I explained to him is that, you know what, you are amazing at what you've done since the time you were 16 years old. You had this focus on this ambitious dream. And your energy goes where you put your focus and attention. It doesn't go where you don't focus. I tell you know those guys that are so great with the women, or they seem so calm and cool, for whatever reasons, that was important for them, I don't know, ever since they were 10 years old, 15 years old. And they stepped in those situations. They picked apart those men who have been the most confident in situations, who have displayed that confidence, and they studied them and they learned them, right? Maybe it wasn't a formal education. And then they emulated that, and they tried it, and they experimented. And now it's just years. Now they're 35 years old, and whether they're conscious of it or not, it's just that where that focus has gone. And I was explaining to him that he never even thought about those things, that those weren't important to him. He didn't put himself in those situations. So it doesn't matter if you're 35, 45, or whatever it is. If you've never been in those situations, you know, you're going to look around, and you're going to be unduly harsh on yourself to think, well, why can't I feel that way? Why can't I act that way? Many times it's just putting yourself in there. Again, don't wait till you're a 10, 9, or even 8 sense of confidence. A 7 is a good amount of confidence to go into that situation. Just something to remember, and that applies to many areas of life. And be okay with trying and failing, because again, you get that intelligence, you find a way, just like that bench press analogy, right? That even if you failed, you were one step closer. You kind of regrouped, you assessed, you monitored on how to do it the next time, right? So I guess the key to how to build that supreme confidence in every social situation is to get yourself, but put yourself in that situation, understanding what you should expect for yourself. You know, a wise man once said that stress, that uncertainty, angst, whatever you want to call it, that it's caused when we have this expectation for ourselves. And if you're listening to this on the podcast version, I have my hand up really high, right? And when your expectations are here, and then what actually happens is down here, and now my hand is really low, so there's a big gap. The wider the gap, the more the angst, the more the stress, the more discomfort that you feel. That's all an illusion, what you expect and then what is actually happening, that large gap. I think for many of us, to be confident, what it should feel like, that expectation is unrealistic, right? So hopefully that broke it down. And I know that you have situations in certain areas of your life that you are confident, you are comfortable. And if you really were to think about it, like those subconscious guys who are so cool with the ladies or so cool at parties, you have probably broken it down since you were 10 or 15 or 20 or whatever, right? So I don't know if there's any secrets. I know when you look on the internet and some guys, they're on the videos or they just seem so confident with their opinions. The truth of the matter is I am sure they just weren't born with that. They have focused on it, and that's what's going to take. Now, it's not too late to be great. So if you're 25 or 35 or 45 and you haven't put this amount of focus and attention to it, now I've convinced you that's all it takes, just breaking it down, just like all those other things that you're great in life. Well, I'll never be at the level of those guys who've been focusing on it since they were 10 or 15. You know what? It's all about being the best version of you. It's all about you being better than you were yesterday. It's about putting your dreams together one day at a time and stepping up to those situations, being uncomfortable, sucking, not being good, and see where you are 2, 3, 5 years from now, all right? So let's see what Aaron has to say online. Aaron, how are you today, sir?
Just getting better and better every day. How are you doing, Skip?
I am awesome. I am awesome. So have you been watching The Morning Connection for a while? Tell me your experience with this.
Well, I check in whenever I can through your help, Skip, so people who are listening in. I did coaching with Skip for a while, and everything you're talking about today just really resonated with me, and I just wanted to call in and share my experiences with what you were able to do with me and see if we can get some guys to take some action that will benefit themselves as well.
Hey, Aaron, before you begin, right, I just want you, and I want people to hear it, so they can see your sincerity, because I just started this call-in aspect of Morning Connection yesterday. And the person who called yesterday, it was Jeremy. He is a coaching client, right, who talked about how massively helpful him stepping up and making that investment in himself was too. And now here's a second call. I just want you to let everybody know I did not prompt you. You're in Germany. I see you on Facebook. This is not something that I asked you to do, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I didn't catch yesterday. Well, here's the thing is I don't catch Morning Connections every day. I do whenever I can, but I can't because our coaching sessions gave me the confidence to start my second business, and I did that, and so I'm busy with meetings all the time. I actually have about 5 more minutes, and I have to get into my next meeting. So I just wanted to call in and say, just underscore all the stuff that you were talking about. You just, you know, fake it till you make it. Give yourself the confidence. Start doing it. You get better at it. And every new business meeting I have, I talk to bigger and bigger companies and bigger CEOs, and I just know what I have to offer. I know how I can add value in their lives and their businesses. And it's all about taking that leap of faith and believing in yourself and creating that confidence for yourself to move forward in your life.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that, Aaron. So I'm so happy for your success. I'll tell you something, what Aaron is a lot like me, which I know is a lot like you. The way I see myself is the way I saw Aaron from the moment I met him, an extremely talented guy. I mean, all the pieces to the puzzle were there. I mean, Aaron, well, I don't want to tell you how talented he is, and the reason why is he's got quite a resume, and I don't want to intimidate anybody to think that all I work with are the most ambitious, most elite people, but he's got quite a resume, right? And it really doesn't matter all the qualities and characteristics and the potential that we have. It's all about stepping in our big shoes. And, you know, I want to think I'm a lot like Aaron in the past where I had all these talents. It was about maximizing. And as I talk to you guys know you're talented. You know you have all these opportunities. It's just, how do you step into your big shoes? How do you use them all to the fullest? Am I right about your experience, Aaron?
But I just want to remind you that when I came to you, when we met, I was very close to giving it all up and moving to Costa Rica, where I decided I could live off, I don't know, like very little money and just live on the beach. And I had all these dreams and all these business ideas. So thank you very much for the compliment. At the same time, if you don't have the confidence, you know, is there anything found more in life than untapped potential?
Yeah.
It's all about creating the momentum and to make yourself realize that potential.
Right.
There's tons of potential out there, and everyone feels like they have potential that's not being tapped. And, you know, there's a saying I heard recently, like, hell is getting to know the person you could have become had you realized your potential. And confidence is a big part of that. And what's become even more joyous is now I have people in my tutelage and people who I'm bringing on board in my company, and they're coming into meetings and helping them gain self-confidence and helping them empower themselves in empowering situations.
Right. That, yeah.
The snowball effect is just fantastic. It's really great and bringing life to the next level.
Yeah. And that's awesome. Isn't that great, Aaron, is that they say to teach is to learn twice, and probably the most rewarding thing about it is that not only did you overcome and step closer and closer, it's an endless process to step into your big shoes, to use your potential to the fullest. That's a game we're all going to be on until the day we die. But isn't the greatest thing that you can step into people's shoes because you feel it, you have empathy, and then those distinctions that you learn, you can pass those along. It even makes your success even 10 times more rewarding. I mean, don't you agree?
Absolutely. And use it in all kinds of situations, business situations. And then really weird situation happened last night. Tip, I went out after this business meeting, and this guy comes up, and he's like, oh, can I come sit down at your table? And it's one of the most famous movie stars.
Oh, wow.
He's a legend. Like, just like basically kind of like the Clint Eastwood of German television, right?
Right.
And these tools, it's like you practice, and you gain self-confidence. And look at me, now I talk to him, and then everyone's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you had the nerve to talk to him. He sat down next to me, you know, and it improved the quality of life on all aspects.
Yeah.
And so I just want to underscore and say thank you again for everything that you helped me to realize. Underscore.
No, it's not unfortunate. I just want people to know that I'm not scripting this. Yeah.
All right. So thank you again. And I just want to underscore everything you're saying. Completely agree with. And I hope that other people out there be like me, save themselves from not pursuing their dreams, save themselves from not stepping and realize the potential. I got to head out. I got to go into this meeting. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your time, and I'll be checking you out on social media. Continued success, sir. Thank you so much, Aaron. So there it is. A couple things I want to take from that call, and again, I appreciate, that's the thing is when I work with guys, one-on-one, we talk every single week, we develop this relationship, and, it's so good hearing from, because I miss my guys after they go on, and like he said, he's grown so much, and then he becomes the teacher later on, right? And he gets to experience all these great things that I'm experiencing helping you. It's such a great process. I miss my guys, though. I get to see him on social media because the relationship, it's so intimate, right? We go through this journey together, and I help them, work towards their goals, stay focused on their goals. And, it's interesting that Aaron mentioned this, and, I don't necessarily share people's aspects of their life. I just talk in generality so we can all learn. But he talked about, he had all this talent, he had two choices. One was the safe way, that's fun, that, hey, it's better than most. And then he had these really extremely ambitious goals. And he was at a crossroads, which one do I take, the one that I really want or the one that feels good that's better than most? And I'm so fortunate that he came to me at that point in his life. But the big thing is that all of us, and again, I talk to we men all the time. It's about stepping into your big shoes, and that's a phrase that I created. I didn't read that anywhere, and I have to tell you what that actually means, because if you think about it, what kind of sense does that make? It's just that, it's our talent is our foot, and we've got shoes that are too big, and we want to feel grow up, physically grow up, our feet grow. So we fill up those big shoes with talent, with all the potential we have, stepping into our big shoes. It's the challenge for all of us, and it makes this game of life so exciting to constantly look for the distinctions, the strategies to make that happen. And that's why you're here every single day, because you want to step into your big shoes. Let me tell you one thing. I help so many people, and they don't, it is obviously there's only so much time in the day. I help a lot of people who don't sign up for one-on-one coaching, obviously, right? I don't have time for everybody, but I do have time to talk to people for 10 minutes, half hour. Sometimes I set up, if they're at a place where I feel that they're ready, I do these 90-minute, what I call, they're like man-formation breakthrough sessions to give them clarity, confidence, get clear, get focused, get results sessions where I really go over what they really want most in life, right? And that's where I met Aaron, is at that point. He was willing to settle, and I got him in a state to remind him of who he really was, what he was all about, right? And I do that with guys, and you don't have to pay me. What I want you to do is go to skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. skiplacorecoaching.com/MC, MC for Morning Connection, right? And just tell me your name, your biggest challenge that you're going through, your age, it's on this form here, right? And then give me your phone number. And again, Aaron is in Germany, right? So I do this internationally, right? I've got an international number that we can do this with, right? And during my work week, I give these random, what I call Morning Connection random coaching calls. So we can just talk and chat. Why do I do this? Besides, I obviously love showing up for you every single morning for this. And it's like Aaron said, is that I get such a thrill helping people break through the areas of life that I was able to break through. I get to give back with those people who stepped in my life and created that clarity. I get to do the same thing. It's an amazing feeling. And Aaron shared that with you, how he can help those people now that he's in a position to help gain that clarity, make those breakthroughs. What an amazing place to be, right? And so Colton is writing here, highly recommend signing up. Even a 10-minute call is a big difference coming from someone like Skip. Thank you very much, Colton. Colton went and filled out the form at Skip LaCour Coaching front slash MC, skiplacolecoaching.com/MC. And got another call here. Hold on a second here. Who do we have on the line here?
Hey, Skip, it's Mike Vinci.
Mike. Okay, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment, and I'll get right back to you, all right?
All right, sure.
Okay. So the thing is, and you know, because I do this so much, I was able to, you know, really connect with what Colton needed. Again, he's 19 years old. I've lived life, I've helped a lot of people, and I got him on a way of thinking, and now he's on this process, right? It's just opening your objectivity perspective, reminding him who you are and what you're really all about. So go to skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. Okay, fill out that form or just send me an email at skip@skiplacore.com. Private message me right here on Facebook, whatever it is. Like I said, just talk for 10 minutes, whatever I can do to help you. Again, here's another point that I just want to underscore because it's so important. I'm like you are right now. I was always interested in talk radio and people's challenges, calling the expert, the psychological experts, psychiatrist experts, and whatever life situations since I was a teenager, listening to AM talk radio, right? Then at 21 years old, a coworker took me to a motivational seminar. And so for all these years, I've just been totally passionate about it. When people want to know, how can you be a 6-time national champion bodybuilder? How can you have so much discipline? How can you do that drug-free? There's no way. It was all of this insight about who I am, what I'm all about, what I really want. That mindset is what I put into my bodybuilding career and everything I've done afterwards. Man formation, building a life, my personal life, right? Yeah, hold on one second, Mike. That put me in this position right now. Every step, because we're continually growing. There's more that we want in life, right? I'm telling you, I took in a lot of information like you, motivational information. I took in the quotes. I read all the books. And it was massively helpful. Don't get me wrong. If I would have done anything differently, I would have reached out. I would have talked to a mentor who I respect, someone who could, you know, kind of help me see things with my specific situation. It made all the difference in the world. Tell you a quick story is that I was going through my storage unit, and I went through it, and this is about, I don't know, 10 years ago, 7 years ago, I don't really know. And I was looking through a journal because, you know, a mentor said, the general motivation said, you know, document your life and those type of things. And I read this journal from probably 15 years ago, and what I realized is, like, my life was exactly the same. Different city, maybe a different girlfriend, or maybe a few more national championships. But my life was real. It was just the same words all written down. I realized that my growth, it wasn't really happening, even though I knew it and I was chipping away, right? Sometimes all this motivational material, it's only so helpful, right? And so it's when I had actual coaching where someone took all that motivational material and then they helped me apply it directly to my particular situation. That's when, boom, my life went to the next level. So that's why a big reason, I know you guys know all the quotes. I know you guys know what to say. You help out all your friends because you can see it in them. And that's why I extend. I have these phone calls here. You can go to skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. Send me an email. That's why I reach out, because I want to help you make that difference. You're not as stalled as I was. Good, but not the next level, because I didn't understand how it specifically applied to me. So if I can be that person in your life, I'd love to do it. So, Mike, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, man. I just want to give you a shout to say that it was a thrill modeling your success. And I feel that once I get released from prison, I will come over to the U.S., and that will only be the positive beginning of things.
All right. Well, hey, best of luck to you, sir. Some people have challenges. Mike talked about his challenges. He's doing the best to improve himself. So remember, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. Just chip away. Feed your mind, but really take action, too. You know, I know that maybe we don't have a situation as extreme as Mike's, maybe, but we all put ourselves in mental or emotional prisons from the mistakes we made in the past, or we're not as far along as possible. as we want to be. I understand that feeling. Just keep on keeping on. It's not too late to be great. It's from this day forward. It's not what you didn't do in the past or the mistakes that you've done in the past. All right, guys, I am so happy that you took this time for yourself to join me for this morning Connection Live video chat. I'm going to see you every single morning right at the same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Have an outstanding, amazing, awesome, great day. All right, guys.